Hey man, let me ask you something. I'm trying to figure this out. You driving along in the hurricane, right? There's three people at the bus stop. You know, one is an old lady. She's sick. She's about to die. The second one is your best friend. He saved your life, right? And the third is the girl in your dream.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
What?
A lick her license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Lick a license.
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drunk.
Lick a license.
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Lick a license.
Hey yo,
kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Ooh,
wee!
Ooh. 119. Can you believe 100? Yeah, I look back and you're officially over a year.
Yeah, congratulations. Cheers. Cheers to that, brother.
Cheers. Yeah, cheers. Cheers to the water. How the fuck was I going to start this one? Oh, I had
I never heard you not know how to. How you
no, no, because I have like. A couple weird, like not weird, just I have like stories and things to get to. I was gonna, because we'll do an NFL thing later.
Yep, I'm ready.
And I was trying to find my intro that I used for the NFL preview.
Dun, dun, dun. That shit was amazing.
And then it was like, ooh, wee.
That shit was amazing.
And I want to, and I, you know what? I didn't save that. I saved each individual one, and I'm like, I don't want to fucking go through and do all this shit again.
That shit was amazing, though. When I first heard that music, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I didn't want to go.
We playing hardball on these hoes.
Fucking pain in my ass. So okay, no, because I had sent you some notes.
Yes.
Okay, I'll start off with a weird one.
Yep.
The other day I was over at V-Ron's and we watched her roommate was zooted, and he's just trying to pick out like a horror movie again. Mexicans like horror movies.
You've said that before.
I'm not saying that's a racist thing. No. I'm just saying that's it's something that happens.
Okay.
He picks out The Descent.
Never seen it.
Okay. No, neither have I.
Okay. Right.
And I'm like, oh, great. You know, what's this fucking movie about? You know, it ends up being like a really fucking good movie.
Yeah,
It was like,
I don't know what it's
about. They're like female risk takers. Like they do like whitewater rafting and fucking rappel down mountains and shit. Like, you know, like girls and all went to college together.
It doesn't sound horrible. So
and cool. Then the one lady, like after their whitewater rafting trip, is like riding with the husband, and they get into a car accident, and like these two fucking poles, like kill the husband and the kid, the baby.
Damn.
So like a year later, she's out of the hospital, like trying to get back into society, and they decide to do like spelunking.
Fucking spelunking.
Like going into a cave, with a little minor.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Thing
yeah.
on, and like you know, you rappel down there, and you go through the caves.
So and, like you're swinging, right? Or is that the one?
Yeah, but you get into the cave and then you can like, sometimes there's water, so like you walk along it and all kinds of shit. Yeah. It's very, well, East Coast, I'm sure they do it in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, I don't know. Splunking. Splunking. That sounds like some sexual deviant shit, but.
You know, that's weird. Splunking. Early on, I was thinking about not doing this voice.
Splunking.
But one time I went splunking, okay?
That'll sum it up right there. Thanks.
Thanks, Chris.
Splunking.
Okay.
Okay, so you
and
have so, to like,
and then they have like these like fucking creatures that live underground. Like,
damn, it's some.
Yeah,
what do they look like? Let me hear
they
this.
They sort
shit.
Of look like gargoyles.
Okay, and like, CGI's or
no? I mean, like they're crawling on the ceiling and shit. So,
oh,
like,
okay,
they're dancing on the ceiling. Like with Lionel Richie, they play that in the movie.
Yeah.
It was some British director, and I guess he's like the British what's that guy James Wan. Who does all like the Saw movies, Insidious, all those?
Oh, okay.
He does all those like horror films. He's like the British version of that. Yeah. And
was it here in America? Or was it over there?
It was in like North Carolina.
Okay,
but it was all British like crew.
Shout out to Carolina.
So I mean, it could have been shot in fucking Britain. Who knows?
Canada.
But that's it was set in North Carolina. Because there's a lot of mines and shit like that. And what they look like was like generations of people who've been like living under the ground for years. It's weird.
So it was on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, where?
It was on Netflix. Yeah. I was trying to watch Born East LA and they put that on. So. The Descent. Then they made a part two.
Yeah, I must not have even paid
attention. I might actually have to check out part two. And I don't even like horror movies.
Yeah, I'm not a horror.
It was gory too. Like there's like scenes where people get their fucking heads ripped off and shit.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking all right. Gory. So on my way back
after the descent.
Yeah, I decided to not take an Uber. I'm trying to like save money.
Okay.
Because I work fucking like this week. I got three jobs. And I have nothing to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. It's great not having any money. And I have a $300 fucking electric bill.
Yeah, electric bill, $300.
Oh yeah, yeah it is. And I called and complained. They like pushed it back, but it's like, what's the point of pushing it back?
They like stop calling, the motherfucker. Stop calling.
So I go.
Your gas bill should be low as shit though.
It's like 10, 11 bucks.
I figured it was something real.
That is. Then we got to pay for water too, which is like $38 a month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's pretty consistent. The electric is so fucking up and down. But remember, this is for 2 months.
Summer.
Yeah, it was for August and September, which were like two of the hottest fucking months of this year. So we did have the AC on.
Slater or?
No, Green. But they had.
How many people catch shit like that right away? Or they got to really sit there and be like, I don't know what the fuck they just said.
So
I wonder that. Like when I listen back, I'm like, because some of the time we're so like dead on with them. And I'm like, damn, I wonder if people catch that or they just don't really get them. Collins. That was pretty good.
Collins.
That was pretty good. DC. I mean, you know.
Hey, have you seen this this Menendez brother TV show that they got?
No. I seen the preview for it though. It didn't look like it was horrible.
She was watching it and like it is. It's a Law and Order.
Oh, you said she liked crime.
She likes shit like that. Yeah. It's Law and Order.
The SUV type shit. Huh?
Yeah, but
Ice T made appearance.
If it's man, I'll be up in Ice this in the 90s. Motherfucking bitch, son.
Ice T in the 90s.
Coke, come on.
Lemonade.
Family's grieving. Fuck them.
Lemonade.
So that's stupid. All right. So
lemonade.
I get a. Anyways.
So wait. Yeah. Yeah. What was the fuck?
No. The Menendez show.
I was about to ask you a whole another question. Totally off topic.
The Menendez show was It's pretty good. It's still
a mini series. Okay. Yeah.
It's not. But if like the shit that like they're saying the parents did, it's like God. And like the way.
See, I never followed that story. Were the parents bad to him?
Oh, dude. They like both parents raped them.
Oh shit! I swear I thought they just was like some spoiled kids. Who...
That's what the show is like. That's what the miniseries is saying.
Yeah,
is that like that's how the cops put it out there, and not the defense, but the
prosecution.
They put it out there. Yeah. That like no, these are just rich kids.
Oh, that's what I always thought. I swear I never even
had like pictures, not like you washing your kid, haha, yeah. Let's take a funny, like...
Oh, my God,
dude, they were, like, fucking 10 years old with them, like, bent over and, like, holding their dicks and stuff. And then...
And they got life or they dead?
They got life.
Damn.
And, like, so the thing is, it happened...
So what did you say? Juice got off.
No, it happened 3 months after Rodney King.
Right.
So, basically, even the judge was like, these guys are... They're going to jail. Like, he says that before the case.
Okay.
Because he's like, we're not letting these guys off, and they're not getting parole because of what just happened. We don't want another riot. You know, two white kids, they're gonna fucking walk.
Oh, okay.
So
where's that one going?
Eric Menendez is in jail. Juice comes by, and they have a whole scene.
Where they're talking.
And they never show him, but you just hear his voice. Yeah. And, like, they're talking in the cells.
I remember seeing that, like, on the... you know, the fucking tabloids in the grocery stores. Yeah. I remember back then, like, him and OJ was, like, sell people or some shit. I was like that's true. I always thought that was some bullshit.
We could always look it up. But
I remember seeing it, like, in grocery stores and shit.
For, like, a week, they were, like, cellmates. Not cellmates, but, like, right next to each other. And all the cops would come in and be like, thanks, Juice, thanks. Like, they'd have football sign and shit. And you know that happened. Right.
He said that happened.
You know that happened.
It was Juice.
And then one day, Eric comes back because Lyle was in a different... I think Lyle was the younger one. He was in a different area. And then he's like, what happened to Juice? And like, oh, he got moved to a nicer place. So these kids killed their parents.
Right, right. We can't dispute that fact.
And the lady who plays the defense, she ends up becoming the defense for both of them. Because at first they have two different lawyers.
Okay.
Edie Falco.
Okay, I like Edie Falco. Right. From Nurse
Jackie. She's got this terrible fucking wig. And
like Marsha Clark had the Jerry Curl and the Juice.
Jesus Christ.
Juice.
And she's trying to prove like don't, this was like, not domestic violence, but like physical assault and shit.
I swear I didn't know that shit. I'm like, wow, that's brand new. I mean, it was like 30 years later. I'm like, wow.
It's like really fucking deep. And I was like, there's a part of me, I'm like, I want to read like a Menendez book.
Right. See what
the fuck if like this out. Shit's like true or not. And, you know, I mean, like they never said they didn't kill their parents. I mean, they did. But so they want to give, it's basically what it comes down to is, did Lyle, was it manslaughter or was it first degree murder for him?
Okay.
And the older one, Eric, you know, definitely he's going to get like life in prison. Mm-hmm. But is he going to get the electric chair?
Okay.
So that's like what they're fighting for, kind of.
Okay. So damn, they never had a chance to just walk.
Yeah. I mean, I'd almost check it out if I were you. You know, like it's one of those ones where it's like, since it's episodic, you could throw on one, two of them.
Yeah. I'm going to check it out because I didn't know they was getting fucking abused.
The guys who
played, I thought it was like some just psychotic motherfuckers.
Oh, no. It was like, they were like raised to be nuts.
That's crazy. And Juice got off? I mean, I understand the climate and Rodney King, but.
Well, no, I mean, like, I honestly think they never said that they didn't do it. Right, but it's the motive behind
it. When they killed him, what they buried? What they, I can't remember.
Oh, dude, it was like, that's one of the reasons that it was such a big deal is because it was such a bloodbath. Oh, like, they went to fucking town.
Right, they didn't just, like, shot him and felt bad. Like, tired of the abuse.
I think it was all knives and fucking axes.
I'm
going to
have to check that shit out, man.
Yeah.
Because I kept seeing the previews and, like,
I mean, again, like I said, if it was, like, a Showtime program, it might be a little more graphic and you might hear, like, a little more F words in it.
Yeah.
Now, since it's, like,
NBC.
Yeah, NBC.
The Peacock.
I think the worst word they use is pecker, which made me laugh.
Yeah, that take away from
it. It made me laugh, and she looks at me. She's like, that's not funny. Because, like, Eric said that my father touched my pecker repeatedly. I'm like, it was just.
Only you.
Who says pecker on NBC?
I mean, NBC.
That's fucking. Peacock. That's good. You know who says pecker on NBC? A lot of times, when I'm playing, fuck it. See, I'm not dialed in yet on Collinsworth. It's going to take me a little bit.
He's trying to come out and you're trying to suppress him. You're like, hey, not now.
No, but I think, Chris.
Not a pecker.
Stop.
Not a pecker. Wood.
Chris.
I'm going to check it out.
All right.
Damn. So y'all had a lot of entertaining views this.
Well, the most entertaining, I was by myself, and this goes back to our crazy talk of people on the subway.
Yeah, okay.
And so this guy, all right.
Of people in LA in general.
So, again, totally coming back now. Instead of taking Uber, I took the subway home last week, Thursday.
Yeah.
All right, I had to work at, I had to do both jobs. So I had to do noon to 3, 3 to 11.
Boom.
And I worked it out where I didn't have to go another place till 3:30, so I didn't have to get anxious about, like, I got to be there right now, kind of attitude, you know what I mean? So I'm like, fuck it, it was like, because she was getting ready for work, it's like 7:15, 7:30, I'm like, I'll just take it now.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of waiting around?
Right.
You know, like, it's just silly. And she's like, okay. And I'm like, I can get home, I can feed Cedric, I can get my shit together for the day,
Right.
Pox life.
Oh.
And I get, this fucking shirt stinks.
Sure, not that bad. I'm telling you.
It fits weird, doesn't it? Look at.
I mean, it's just a little loose in the arms, but
yeah.
But it's got a nice like cut to it and shit. It's not bad.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't look like a fucking penis in it.
Nah.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I do, but I'm saying like I could look worse. I could have on like a fucking referee shirt and work at Foot Locker.
Yeah. I don't with a whistle.
Yeah. They have whistles.
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
All right. So, I get all right, and I don't again. Knock on wood.
All right.
My shits have been good. But I've been taking the Imodium almost daily as a precautionary.
Like, yeah. Preventative.
And I got an appointment with Dr. Lionel Richie next week. So I'm going to tell him.
The Commodores as well or just Lionel Richie?
If they all came in and like did a dance and shit and they sang September. Did they sing September? In September? Do they sing that?
No.
Oh, that's Earth, Wind, and Fire? Is that Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Stupid, yeah.
All right. Give me a Commodore song besides Brick House.
That's it. Mic drop. Why would you need another one besides Brick House?
All right. Well, wouldn't it be weird if Dr. Lionel Richie had Earth, Wind, and Fire come in and sing September?
It would be pretty weird. But.
All right. So where the fuck are we going with that?
We was talking about your regularities. So
I have been regular.
Right.
I take the subway. I'm listening to, you know, some podcasts and whatnot. And I get off downtown LA.
Okay.
7th and Metro.
That's
where you switch to the red line.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it. I go downstairs. It's like North Hollywood, 14 minutes.
I'm see a terrorist.
No.
Waiting.
I see a dude, black guy. I didn't think he was homeless. I didn't think he was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's Seahawked out. Oh, I'm talking the fucking leather jacket.
Oh, shit.
I'm talking from a scarf.
Like Proline from like the 80s. Yo, the leather jacket.
The leather jacket, the scarf. The keys were on his neck with the Seahawks.
The lanyard.
Gloves.
Yep.
Watch. And I'm like,
fucking Seahawks.
And I got my Seahawks shit on, but not nearly as much as this guy.
He like, yeah.
And I'm like, go Hawks. I have my headphones in. I'm just like, go Hawks. You know.
Yeah.
And I like,
what, motherfucker?
And so now he starts talking to me, and I have to.
You invited it, though.
I did.
You should have just kept your head down.
I did.
And said to yourself, but I'm glad it's another Seahawks fan, and again, just gave a little fist pump to yourself, but you should have kept it moving. There's
also a part that it adds to a podcast story.
I mean, yeah, but sometimes you might just be a Menendez story, and we don't.
This guy was Mos Def in 16 blocks. Okay, that's how we talked. Remember, Mos Def was from Seattle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got this riddle for you, man. Yeah. There's these three people.
Yeah. Where we going,
man? I don't know what that voice was. What's that he did in that movie.
And I actually, that was
another. I don't know what that voice was. I'm making this cake, man. And you, little girl, what kind of cake you like?
What kind of cake you like?
That's actually a fucking good impression I did.
Nah, that's not bad.
It's all right.
That's a good movie. I like 16 Block.
No, I'm going to shout out Bruce Willis on that one.
I'm telling you, I like.
And the homeboy, I can't think of what his name is, but he always plays like the bad cop guy.
Yeah.
He was fucking, yeah.
And then, I know who you're talking about.
And, I mean, most stuff wasn't bad. I liked him in it.
Bad at all.
So this guy, now he starts talking to me, and I'm like, oh, yep, no. I just got into the crazy, and I have crazy for another. I'm looking at the 13 minutes, and I'm like, fuck. He starts telling me about how he got rid of racism in L.A.
Damn, by himself?
Yes.
Right on, brother. Then, right there, I said, man, I got to make this call, man.
But
it was so good meeting you, man. You
know
what?
It was, I don't know if I was still tipsy from last night. It was early in the morning. Mean, it was like 8, it's like 8 a.m., 8:30.
You open up a shitstorm. And that's just, like, that's,
so now I'm like,
that's too heavy for early in the morning.
Okay. I'm like, I just wanted to talk Seahawks.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Then he takes out the Bible.
Oh, man, no. It was over at the beginning. I told you, just put your head down.
He just tells me that the Bible... Right. And then he can't go to Abercrombie and Fitch anymore
because he cured racism?
Because they're racist and they won't allow the Bible in there. And wow. So now this, okay, all of a sudden I hear like,
where was he going?
The stop to North Hollywood is now coming. And I'm like, oh, thank God. I'm thinking he's going the purple line.
Okay, yeah.
No, wrong. He's going on the red line. So we get on, I'm like, okay, please only be like one seat or, man, you know, man. But I'm feeling bad. So there's a seat. I'm like, fuck it. I go all the way to the back. I'm next to some Asian dude.
It's
you are sitting next to me.
Asian person might think that was racist.
I'm sorry. And so he sits two rows ahead of me, the opposite way. He turns around, and now he's yelling. He's yelling.
Hey, buddy.
Through the cart about the Seahawks. Now, here's the weird thing.
He cured racism, and he hired Pete Carroll on the same day.
He actually knew all of his shit and like made valid points. He's like, hey, man, the Panthers, man, I don't think they got a shot. I'm like, nah, I don't know, man. Cam Newton's not playing well this year. He goes, see, they're going to bring back Maxwell. They're going to put Maxwell in. This is before Sherman got hurt. Okay. Oh, fuck. Fucking rest in peace this season, Richard Sherman. You're going to bring in Maxwell. And he said this before there was even a thought. And he's like, man, what do you think? Like, Russell Wilson, MVP chances? I'm like, dude, you're kind of like on this. He's like, I just think the Eagle. And he, but now, again, remind you.
Maybe that was Black Jesus he was talking
He's 20, Jesus Shuttlesworth. He's 20 like feet away from me, yelling over people to me.
Right.
And you can just see people like, oh,
you
can
see the Asian dude next to you like, but I'm fucking like, white people.
The whole time I'm totally playing into it. Right. There's something, it's not that I want to be a quote unquote wigger, okay? Like, I don't like go out of my way to do these things. Okay? But so this guy, he got off on Hollywood Highland. Okay. So he's one of the crazies down there.
He's going to walk the boulevard.
Yeah.
Right.
With his fucking leather. That was a nice fucking jacket. Like, honestly, if he's like, yo, man, give me $10 for a jacket, I would give him $10. It was a nice fucking
leather. Yeah, and he would have said, give me another $210. Fuck, my shit leather.
That was like for a month. What was the goddamn leather place that they used to have at the mall? Wilson's?
Wilson's, yeah. Wilson's leather. I think they're still popping up.
I want to get one with, like, the eight ball on the fucking elbow.
They had the ones with, like, the horse, like a Bronco or some shit. Yeah, shout out to Wilson's.
Like Luke had a Wilson's one that he gave me.
Yeah, shout out to
Wilson's. I gave to somebody else, and then he gave to somebody else.
And then it came back to you.
It came all back around.
10 years later, you're like, what the fuck?
Oh man, so.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that guy got off, but at the same time.
Yeah, you gotta stop talking to crazy people.
Well, man. Okay. This morning, when I was in a good mood and stuff.
Yeah.
I go and I do my morning walk to the store.
Okay. I thought you were about to say you found the dude numbers.
In the no. Listen, no. He's not coming over.
Where is the store going?
I see like the two local brothers that do the cans. The local and shit,
brothers.
And they wear you've seen them. They wear the fucking football jerseys and shit. And like
I don't think I've ever seen them.
Oh, homeboy has like a big white beard. Mm-mm. And he every week has a new football jersey. Dang. So I don't know if he's recycling the cans for the football jerseys or what.
People giving him some.
Today he had on a Cam Newton one. And I always like, what's going on?
Give so him he's a keeping up with who's playing. Because don't they play today?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Normally he has Viking shit on, but like, okay. Then the other guy, that guy seems a little off. Mm-hmm. He's kind of got that Coolio hair. All right. And
I haven't heard a reference. He's got that Coolio hair ever in life.
Yeah, no, he's got the Coolio hair now.
Now that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like the one braid, like one piece of braid there.
And so I went in the store and I'm like, "Fuck it!" Because they got like the dollar beers there. God. I bought them beers and I sat and I talked to them for a minute because they always see me. And in my head, I'm thinking, "There's so much crazy shit going on in this neighborhood. Yep. I see these guys all the time.
Yep.
If something like were to happen." I want these guys to have my back, so I bought them beers.
Oh, well, anyway, that wasn't a bad move. Yeah. That was actually a better move than just randomly talking to people on the subway, though.
Yeah, but the dude was Seahawked out. I had to say something. But,
I mean, I'll give a little nod or something.
Just thinking about, like, I'm going to go back to Seattle. Right. I'm going to start this bakery. All right.
And he cured racism, so.
He actually said the words, I cured racism in L.A.
I'm just glad to be living out here.
He had a Bible,
mm-hmm.
and it was like a small Bible,
yeah.
And you could just see that there's just like
gibberish,
shit written in the Bible,
gibberish,
you know, and then like little post-it notes like coming out the top, you know.
Man, it's a dangerous place out here, brother. I ain't gonna lie to you. Some shit I go through, I'll be like, man, this shit is crazy.
Look at this is my new thing.
Yep.
Because I'm like, all right, with the two jobs this week, three jobs, podcast. Going to her house, her coming. Just stupid shit. Doctor's appointments.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, just use your phone. Use the calendar section on your phone. That doesn't help me. It doesn't. It just. I always
write shit down.
Look at.
Yeah.
Every day. Always been the best. Every day I wrote down times and what I got to do that day. And then it's like, okay, now I don't even have to think about it.
Right. Writing shit down has always been the best answer.
I think it is. It's the writing it down.
Mm-hmm.
That like it actually helps me remember it. If I put it in my phone, I don't give a fuck.
Because I got a fucking on my wall whiteboard, and I just when I wake, first thing I look at, yeah, shit that's on there. You got to do it.
You have one in your room. You're right.
Yeah, man, all that shit
like a dry erase.
Yeah, people be like, their phones, man, fuck them phones. Sometimes all that technical shit, write the shit down. Fuck.
Yeah, because that's what sucks. At the new gig, everything like I don't get a pay stub.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's on everything.
Right. Direct
deposit
jobs,
yep. And all that kind of shit.
And you can get one. You got to request a pay stub and shit.
I can get it online, but I got to print it there and then whatever. And it's just like in the scheduling. Okay, if they're going to go all this digital shit, then like send the schedule to my phone.
That's true.
You know?
A lot of that shit still, you know.
I basically go off of like my phone. I have to take a picture of the schedule.
Yeah.
And I can see. And the fucking schedule starts on Thursday. It's the dumbest shit I've ever seen. Why not start on Sunday or Monday? I don't get it.
Go Hawks.
Wouldn't your schedule start Sunday, right?
Go Hawks, yep.
Man, I'm telling you, man, it's the attitude, man.
Did y'all win?
Yeah. Against Cardinals.
The fuck who?
Against the Cardinals, but fucking.
Oh, that was Thursday, yeah.
All right, well, let's go to fucking NFL. This is May.
Well, first off, let's go to. What is the score of your fantasy game right now? Because if you could just do us all a favor and beat fucking the team you're playing.
Who, you mean Veronica?
I thought you was playing Scott.
No, I'm playing Veronica. And you're playing my dad. Why is this not charging, cocksucker?
Wait, what's the score? Before people like, they're going off on tangents again. They must be smoking that weed again.
Okay. I have 98.52, and she has 98.08.
And you have Cam Newton tonight.
I got Cam Newton and Devontae Parker, and she has McCaffrey.
That's not a word. So, if you shout out to V-Ron.
So, if I win.
You beat her this week, and then I'll double it up next week.
You got to play her.
You see, I've been see, on my game. So I'm watching motherfuckers.
But if I win this week, I might move into first place.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. You're gonna get your head chopped. How come me and you played twice? You're the only team I played twice.
No, we only played week 9. We haven't played each other before. Dougie.
No, but we got another game scheduled like for week 14 or some shit.
That's the playoffs, dude.
Oh, so that was like...
Playoffs.
Okay. See, I don't know the ins and outs of all this shit yet. So, okay, because I seen you on my schedule. I was like, wait, how do I play
that? And that's only if...
If shit stays like it is.
What it is.
But mine will get better. Because after my win this week and my win next week, I'm pretty... Like I said, man, I took some L's on my starters, but I've been keeping up with this shit. Like, I've been...
Wait, did I talk about this last time or did what? I just tell you in person? The one guy I talked to, he's like a big fantasy guy like us.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, like, basically he doesn't look at the bye weeks. Mm-hmm. He's like, I just accept that one week I'm going to just take the loss.
Right, yeah.
He's true. Like, I'll just call it my bye week. True. Yeah, but yeah. Then I don't have to get rid of any of the good players. Because I wanted to beat her so fucking bad this week. And you see how close it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But you got Cam.
Dude, Cam sucks.
But Cam going the crazy part is Cam going to throw at least one touchdown to McCaffrey, so you're going to help her.
So that'll be back and forth. Then I got Parker. Maybe
they playing fucking the Dolphins.
Maybe Parker puts up a touchdown.
You're going to be all right. So
it's going to be sitting, all right.
She's sitting at the top of the fucking league right now.
Yeah,
she only lost two fucking games.
Well, then, and Teeth is going to lose. So that means I'll move to first, and those two are second, and you'll be third.
Damn. Okay.
They'll be tied.
I don't mind that. Yeah.
All right. So, this is like, I can't believe we really have not had a big NFL segment in a while.
No.
And fuck, you know what? I no need to talk about basketball right now. This early season basketball and people.
Go Lakers though. Lonzo, youngest triple-double.
I like homeboy. I like the other.
Kuzma. Yeah. Shout out. That's the future our squad right Kuzma. There.
All right. So, I told you to put together your top 10. So, all right, I'll start at 10. You give me 10.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull up now.
We're going back and forth.
Shit ain't off the top of my head.
If you disagree, you know.
For what? Oh, your shit?
No, I'm not talking players, dude. I'm talking teams.
I know. I'm just using this for team. I could have went to ESPN, but you know, hey, I don't know what your service
like. See, I told you to write it down.
That's a white person saying that. He said,
I told you to okay, you know what?
I told you to write it down. I told you to write it down.
I'll go through mine, and you either agree or disagree then. How about that?
Nah, cool. I mean, you just start, motherfucker.
Okay.
You acting like I ain't going to be ready.
All right, I got number 10, and it's a homer pick, Seattle.
Okay.
Is it number 10?
No, I got them higher than number 10.
Well, nah. I mean, Richard Sherman just got hurt.
Right. And Maxwell is coming back.
They have one rushing touchdown by a running back all year in fucking 9 games.
And I just... Okay, I'll tell about that.
I mean, later. Just... Admit, I got a sneak pick. They
okay, keep going.
Okay. Now, my 8 and 9 is a tie between Tennessee and Jacksonville.
I would have Seattle before... Both of them, so.
Well, I'm saying that they're both, like, Tennessee or Jacksonville is going to win that division.
Jacksonville should have lost yesterday, first and foremost, after Bortles threw two interceptions in the
Tennessee
last.
Tennessee should have lost yesterday.
Right. So what I'm saying is, eventually I think Tennessee will survive, Jacksonville won't, because of the quarterback situation.
We'll see, man.
I'm serious. I just really believe
that. Yeah, but Mercedes Lewis.
Oh, yeah, Marcus
Lee. I mean,
he's fucking terrible. Like, I've never seen somebody play
Bortles.
Bortles.
He's
that,
bad.
That
he's
shit
bad.
Is bad.
I noticed.
And I never was a Bortles hater. Like, I was like, oh, he'll turn it around. He's fucking terrible.
He's a Central Florida? He's from?
UCF.
Or USF, South Florida.
No, I think it's
Central Florida. That's where homeboy played.
Yeah, Brandon Marshall, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And somebody else too. Another black quarterback played there too.
I don't know quarterback.
Yeah, Dante Culpepper.
Culpepper went to. It might have been. I don't know.
Okay, what the fuck ever. Anyways,
okay, so
I noticed talking about Bortles.
I can't believe you put this fucking Seahawks behind fucking.
Because you're gonna see why in a minute. I'm saying Tennessee or Jacksonville win that division. Mm-hmm. They have to be within the top 8 to 9 people because they'll have a bye.
I get it, but.
Or not a bye, but they'll have a home game in the playoffs. So that's how you... And I like watching Jacksonville so far. Bortles is fucking dog shit. I'm going to tell you who else is dog shit, quarterback-wise. This fucking pocket passer shit is done.
Yeah, that should have been done.
The Jim Kelly, Dan Marino era.
Unless you're Tom Brady.
You're Tom Brady or Rodgers, who's out.
Right. And he's not even sitting in the fucking... I mean, he's moving around.
He does, but that shit's done. This fucking Philip Rivers, he sucks. And I'm sorry, dude. Phillip.
I think Philip still go to Hall of Fame,
Why?
I mean,
for what?
Just for longevity of being that.
I don't know. Fuck Philip Rivers. I'm sorry, Philip Rivers, if you listen, but I just don't. I don't. You're not good. Blake Bortles not good. Andy Dalton, you're not good.
No, the Red Rocket is done.
You're fucking. You suck.
Yeah.
I think
what Jacksonville gonna do? They gonna take Lamar Jackson in the draft. Boom. Everybody gonna sleep. They gonna take him. He's from Florida, and it's gonna light the fucking shit back up.
I'm trying to think who else
fucking. That's a good fucking pick for them.
That is.
For them, because they got no, fun, but they got no, years.
They're
not,
but they're winning. Like, they have more wins this year than they've had since 2010. They're not going to get that early of a draft pick.
I think what's going to happen is people going. They gonna, you got to remember, it's like this is the draft where it's like six top notch quarterbacks, and they're going to pass on him. They're going to let him drop, and I believe Jacksonville going to get him.
Man, so that was my prediction. I'm damn.
Remember I said that. That's my prediction. I'm
get,
telling
yo, just get rid of Bortles.
They got fucking all the UCLA, USC, the Wyoming dudes. You got like four or five dudes that they like, oh yeah, they'll go before him. So
I'm trying to Mariota, he's still young, so I'm not gonna fucking hate on him. Cutler. Right. You are what you Cutler? Are.
Oh, smoking Joe. No,
I'm just thinking like
smoking Joe.
I guess because of the games I watched,
yeah.
Like Bortles and Rivers are just fucking awful. They're not yeah. good.
But I'm gonna say, I've seen some games where Phillip looks like, damn, that was good.
But then some games
I've never seen a game where Bortles look like, damn, that was good. Man. Never.
Yeah, like Jared Goff looks better than Bortles.
Man, Jared okay. Goff looks fucking great.
All right, so my number seven pick is okay, the Chiefs. Okay, I still think that
keep
they
keep going. They and then I'll tell you, yeah.
Number six would be the Rams.
Definitely got Rams in top.
And so
five.
that's why I got Seattle down, because if the Rams keep playing
you.
As well,
I got you.
Okay,
but. To be honest, y'all play them again, right?
Second last game.
I think they're gonna beat the dog shit out of the Rams, and I just really believe that. I swear, because I just think it'll be one of them games where they like, let's go out here and just fuck them up, and it's gonna they're gonna just fuck them up, and I believe that.
I really hope so, because that might determine the NFC West.
And I like what I'm seeing from the Rams. That shit looks good. I like
you know what doesn't look good?
What?
Tell me. Their helmets and their jerseys, they don't fucking match. Do that work?
Say that yes. He said, "Man, this mismatch shit is really getting to me." I was like, "Why does everybody give a fuck about?"
Because it just doesn't look. Like, man, it doesn't look.
That
right.
mismatch shit is really getting to me. And I was like, "People really are paying attention to that shit." Like,
because it looks weird when they're on the field. Like I said, it looks like they're wearing a different.
It's mismatch. It is.
Like okay.
No, but you know they came out and said it's too different. They're trying
yeah,
to
I know.
Figure out their looks.
No, this is what they said. They said that the blue and white is what they're going with. The NFL okayed the helmets,
yeah,
but not they the didn't jersey? Okay the jerseys. Oh, so because they, you know, they got the Nike jerseys yeah. now. So next season, well, they wanted to bring the jerseys out when they opened up the new stadium.
Right,
stadium's not gonna be for another fucking 3 years. So the next year,
that shit keep getting pushed back.
They'll bring out the blue and white next yeah. year, which is gonna look tight.
Yes, yeah.
Okay,
I like them blue and white helmets though. That's some hard helmets.
Yeah, and I mean, if the jerseys are just straight blue and white, almost right. like the Colts or something, it'll be cool. Yeah. I dig. Minnesota, I got at number five. And I'll tell you why. They keep winning games no matter who the fuck is in there. Bridgewater's healthy again. Yeah. He's back, and he was crying on the sidelines. Yeah. And shout out to fucking Teddy.
I like Teddy.
I like him. I like Bradford had this great first game where it's like, this guy's the MVP of the fucking league. Then he gets hurt.
Bradford does that once a year.
Case Keenum comes and just wins games.
Yeah, you're right. But he did that everywhere he's been.
And who they got? Latavius Murray is their running back?
No, Lamar Taylor. Wait, no. Dalvin Cook got hurt, and I think it is Latavius Murray.
Latavius Murray
took and then, over, but and Cook looked like he was going to be a fucking All Pro this year.
And I'll put because I add this to my list as well. Like Rookie of the Year early, Stephon Diggs.
Yes, I thought Stephon like year two.
Is he?
Yeah, motherfucker, ain't no rookie.
Fuck. Well, let me delete that one.
Yeah, he's great though, but he ain't. All
right, but no, he looks awesome.
Oh yeah, he's fucking great.
Yeah. And the defense is just.
No, you're right. Anthony Barr, shout out to all of
you. Now, they have played, just like the Rams, they've had like a big like four-game slide against shitty fucking teams. Like the Rams beat like the Jets and like fucking, you know, like the Buccaneers, like shitty teams.
Yeah. Let me hear this top five.
I just gave you the top. I gave you number five, which is Minnesota.
The
number four, the Saints.
Definitely.
Okay. I mean, I've never seen the Saints in the Drew Brees era, Jimi Hendrix era. Play defense like this.
No, that's not true. Because even when Roman Harper was back there when we won the Super Bowl, people just weren't paying attention. I just like that year, we kind of were under the radar because everybody thought it was just like a fluke. Like, oh, they can't win a fucking Super Bowl. Like, but that year, we were fucking good on fucking defense. I'm with you on that one, though. So, number four, give it to him.
Number three, Steelers.
So definitely.
My Super Bowl winner pick is still in there.
Yeah, definitely.
Number two, the Eagles. And number one, the Patriots.
Now, let me give my disagreement. Is definitely number two right now. I will give you the Eagles, but I'm going to say this. The Eagles are the Los Angeles Clippers. What do I mean about that? You know it already. That shit looks good in the regular season. Come postseason, they're going to be like with their hand on their dicks like, what just happened? Like, I just don't believe in the fucking Eagles.
I don't. I mean, they don't have any playoff experience with the current players.
I just don't believe
it. I could see them if they get a bye. Well, good for them. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can get to if they get a bye, I'd be there because you know what? Sometimes you gotta have a dick. Hell.
Oh my god.
Maybe they can get to the NFC Championship. Yeah. But a more experienced team like a Seattle, like a New Orleans, could definitely beat them.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. In Minnesota, I don't know. In the Rams, I don't know. See, because
right. I'm with you on that.
If you look at the teams that I listed,
yeah.
Okay, Patriots, Steelers, New Orleans, Seattle. Those are the teams that have the most experience when it comes to playoffs and the ability to win in the playoffs.
Okay.
The other teams, like a Kansas City, maybe they can make a run. Maybe the Eagles could make.
They always start hot to me, and they're gonna fade out at the end.
Oh no, that's the Buffalo Bills, bud.
That's just what happened to y'all.
What did I tell you?
Fuck.
What did I tell you?
I'm a Saints fan. What did I tell you?
Four episodes ago, the Bills are gonna start hot and take a dump.
Tyrod Taylor had like 87 yards or some shit. What the fuck are y'all doing? I didn't get to see the game, but I was like wondering, was he hurt or some shit?
Somebody was asking me this, and I said, this is why I'm a Seahawks fan. Every fucking year they do this shit since 1990. Since we graduated high school, how many years ago was that? 17?
Umpteen. Yeah, that's what I said.
That's the last time they made the playoffs. Okay? The last time they had a winning record was like 9-7, like 4 years ago. Every year, 6-10, 7-9. Oh, cool. We're going to draft 12th, 13th. You should get the shittiest fucking second string offensive lineman.
Or some shit. Yeah,
who cares? We're going to trade him and get Sammy Watkins and then trade him anyways.
Man, but I'm looking at Robert Woods and Sammy Watkins like, I always knew they was going to be good. It's like almost like they just want to get the fuck out of Buffalo. How they both playing like...
Look at what
the fuck? Robert Woods is playing like he going to have another 6 fucking years of refreshing fucking...
Look what McGahee did when he left Buffalo.
Damn.
Look what Beast Mode did when he left Buffalo.
It sounded like Destination Hell over there in B-Low right now because I'm seeing motherfuckers playing on the Rams. I'm like, damn, man. Robert Woods and them looking fucking
balling out. Okay, so your top 10 is what?
The same except number 10... I would still say them pissy ass fucking Tennessee Titans. I would go with number 9, Kansas City. Seattle would be number 8. Number 7, I had number 7. I think it was, I had Minnesota because I don't really believe in that shit. Just being honest with you. Number 6, I had, who the fuck is number 6?
Yeah, who do you have higher, the Saints or the Rams?
The Rams. Then the Saints. Then the Steelers, Eagles, flip, because you had them 3-2.
I had Patriots, Eagles, Steelers.
I had Patriots, Steelers, Eagles.
Okay.
Mine
sounds good.
We're pretty similar, but
this is fucking 3 months ago. I'm looking at our picks here.
And everybody's still there.
You have Patriots versus Oakland in the AFC Championship.
What the fuck happened to the fucking, what is going on with them?
They're fucking terrible. I had Patriots Steelers. That can still happen.
Yeah, that can
still happen. You had Seattle versus the Buccaneers.
Shout out to Jameis, man.
But, okay.
I still believe. You know Jameis can still come back and win some games.
You know,
man.
Okay.
Let's not talk no shit.
I know. And I'm laughing because I got Seattle and Packers aren't fucking going anywhere. So.
But, hey, we both take a
spot. But, I'm going to tell you two teams that did not make our list were the two teams in the NFC Championship last year. Green Bay and Falcons.
Fuck the Falcons.
They got Seattle next week.
Now I'm starting to see. I want to see Pittsburgh, New England,
rest of the country doesn't.
Saints and who? Philadelphia.
I want to see Saints in Seattle.
That'd be good. That'd be real good. But I think the Steelers are gonna get better at going forward though.
Like. I kind of like the Donovan McNabb Eagles when they were going but they would lose, but they would go I think they lost to the Patriots the 1 year in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a weird year where let me just throw it out there. Like it could be the Chiefs versus the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
I really think it might.
It could just be something weird and we're not ready for it. But the way
you got Pittsburgh, I think Pittsburgh.
But the way Tommy B played last night. I mean, dude, the Steelers almost lost to
Colts. I don't get into that shit because the Colts are really not that trash team everybody trying to make them out to be. You got to remember that because I keep seeing shit and I'm like, I don't think y'all realize Frank Gore's running the fucking ball hard as fuck. Jacoby Brissett is doing a decent job, but he ends up fucking up at the end, throwing an interception or some shit. And but they got when the T.Y. Hilton. From behind,
you got to throw.
Right, but what I'm saying is their defense ain't really that shitty. Like, so
it's a good defense. Right. It's not. Look at the team's never okay. And I hate to say it because I hate the fucking guy. It has never been the same since Peyton left. Sure, you got Andrew Luck, right. But the guy's been hurt every motherfucking year.
Right.
He's like, who am I thinking of? That's like hurt every.
Papa John.
You know, one time I had a pizza from Papa John's.
It's stupid.
I wish Collinsworth was a who. Quarterback always hurt.
That's a lot of them shit.
Oh, Carson Palmer.
Oh yeah, okay.
Like yeah, I don't think
Palmer. Message from Liquor License. It's time to hang up the cleats, bro.
I don't think he's ever had a full season.
Man, it's time to hang up the cleats.
I'm saying,
don't he have a fucking Heisman and shit? He's an accomplished quarterback, man. Just go chill out. He's
probably the most accomplished NFL USC quarterback.
Like, man,
since we
started watching. Sit down, man. Chill out.
Yeah.
You ain't got to keep doing this shit.
You're okay.
Yeah, you got a lot of money.
Believe me, you're not getting a Super Bowl, buddy.
Man, let that shit go.
But you know what? Larry Fitzgerald, you deserve a fucking Super Bowl, man.
But he's going to have to go somewhere else to get a Super Bowl. Don't you agree?
Okay.
Yeah.
Feel me.
Feel me.
All right. What team next year? All right. They got some cap space.
Yeah.
They could get like a veteran.
Go.
You
go,
know, minimum. Go. All right.
I got
the someone. Team that like, all right, I'll give you three options.
Okay.
The Fitz can go to.
Okay. I got one. I guarantee it's not going to be on there, but go.
Okay. The Chiefs.
What's the other two?
The Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Buccaneers.
Eagles. He would go to the Eagles. Where he should go, Houston.
Where he should go, Seattle. Him and Dougie Baldwin. Yo, and I'm going to say something too. Doug Baldwin is the most underrated fucking receiver in the
before
league.
Before it's over, I will say this. If he plays another 6 years, Doug Baldwin will be in the fucking Hall of Fame. I don't give a fuck what nobody talking about. Doug Baldwin numbers, he's a motherfucking beast. And for an undersized little dude or whatever the fuck, Dougie B is a fucking beast. Shout out to Jimmy G too. He was on his way to Hall of Fame career with my Saints.
I want to say Doug Baldwin's like 5'10".
Yeah, he was a little small looking.
But goddamn.
Oh, he ball. He motherfucking
so,
ball.
So, okay. Let's go down. All right. So, well, my rookie of the year pick sucks since Stephon Diggs isn't a rookie.
Yeah, you know.
It was definitely going to be.
Who?
Watson until he got hurt.
It was. But Dalvin Cook, before Watson, he was still on the bench. Dalvin Cook had the shit sold up. Minnesota running back. Yeah. He got hurt out for the year, but that motherfucker was on his way.
So, okay, so offensive defensive rookie of the year. It's
defense. That fucking dude, man. I just was looking at.
I like that Shaq Griffin from Seattle, by the way, but he doesn't get the recognition. Don't give me that.
No, I'm just saying. He's just hitting.
A defensive rookie of the year is normally on a shitty team. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Like the Patriots aren't going to have a defensive rookie of the year.
Right, no.
The Steelers aren't going to have a defensive rookie there.
But what I'm trying to think, who the fuck is out there?
There's some guy. Who'd you say in the beginning of the season? The dude from Cleveland, not the first pick, Jabroni Peppers.
Jabril, yeah. Right, Jabroni, yeah. Jabroni Peppers.
Him? I don't know what kind of season.
I don't think he's doing shit. No.
Offensively,
it would have been Watson. We both agree.
Oh, is okay. Is the dude on the Saints behind Ingram? Is he a
Kamara?
Rookie?
Kamara is a rookie, I think.
All right, him and Kareem Hunt, I would put right up there.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt
had it sold up for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he still got it sold up, but he had it sold up for a while.
Okay, coach of the year. I got two right now. Okay. Remember, this is mid-season prediction.
Guys. Right. Hold on. Because you got to give Philadelphia, man, he got to be up there. So
Peterson,
if I get two.
Peterson, that's who I had.
Okay, so if I get two, though.
Two, though?
You're stupid. Man, my boy Tomlin got to get some love, man. Tomlinson ain't been getting no fucking love. Mike, I got you.
He did, like, when he was Omar Epps and he acted in all those movies. No, McVay.
Oh, shit, that was an easy one. Yeah.
Those two, Peterson and McVay.
Well, McVay, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit.
Come on.
You're right. No, you're right.
I mean.
Right. It's not even close. At this point. Midpoint, you're right. But
There was a great article that...
McVay's beard, he getting shaped up by a black dude these days.
I gotta go.
Because his shit.
I gotta go hang my. I gotta go get shaped.
Because what you don't do is.
Does your guy do that?
Right. Yeah.
Does he do beards?
All that shit.
Okay.
He's fucking barber. Yeah, he's barber. Right. But the fucking. What I'm saying is, yesterday I noticed, I was like, oh, he done went real LA. Like, when I seen his beard, because like yours right now is just naturally filled in. But when you go to the barber, they'll use like the shit to like, you know, like like line it like perfect. And his shit was like that. I said, okay, he out here. He's gonna be here for like 50 years. He like, I ain't going nowhere. Y'all okay. Build me a stadium. I'm gonna be here.
No, I've been using. Now that you mentioned, I've been using a beard oil,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's more tame. Than it's been.
Yeah, yeah, because your shit ain't as bushy. You right.
You know?
Yeah.
I've been like combing it down.
Yeah, I can see it. Just lay it down.
Yeah.
Lay them down. You hoes, lay it down.
Bulldog fucking... this gets to our sponsor.
Bulldog beard?
Bulldog beard treatment, guys, with the wooden comb. Go ahead and get one at your local pharmacy. And just say liquor license sent you, and they'll kick you in the fucking nuts.
Okay. So, who else?
One time I used Bulldog beard treatment on my nuts, and I curved a little thing like Al's hair, and I made him look at it.
Damn.
Okay, I would say Peterson and McVeigh are the two.
Peterson and McVeigh, okay.
All right, MVP. Now, this is where I'm going to get... All right, Aaron Rodgers, I lost. I lost that bet.
You know who the MVP is. Stop playing. Let's not even do this.
No, I have two.
You got two? I got one.
Okay, one if the season ended right now.
I got one.
Hang on. If the season ended right now, Carson Wentz. Now,
you're fucking crazy.
The guy's got like 29 fucking touchdowns. Now,
I could care less.
If you look at the actual name of the award, the most valuable player, this is coming down to...
Where does he play?
Brandon is a homer pick. Russell the Truth Wilson.
That was my pick initially.
And that's what I'm giving you credit for. Right. Because if you look at it, what he has done, that fucking move...
You're right.
That move when he got out to throw to Baldwin...
You're right.
He doesn't need an offensive line. Right. He's playing with a JV offensive line.
He definitely is. Why do y'all have a fucking JV offensive line?
He leads his team in rushing touchdowns. He has almost 3,000 passing yards.
Yep.
He has 19 touchdowns. So he's on pace.
That was my pick. You know that.
He's on pace to 40 passing touchdowns.
That was my pick.
At almost 5,000 yards.
That was my pick.
That's Drew Brees numbers.
Right. That was my pick. When everybody thought it was like inflated, and I was like, no. This is what you bring to the offense.
I'm saying if you look at what a player means to his team.
Right. The most valuable player on the fucking team in the NFL.
We're seeing right now Aaron Rodgers. I was kind of right because
that's why he could win MVP every fucking year.
Dog shit without him.
But how can... Okay. Now, all that being said, that dude in Massachusetts, that's a motherfucking candidate every fucking year.
The thing is, I think they're just sick of giving it to him. It's like LeBron. I believe it.
They're like, come on, let's look for other people first, then we'll come back to town. Remember,
like last year, okay, Westbrook, and I called Westbrook way early.
And he deserved that shit.
But like LeBron was like fifth on voting. You're like, I'm like, really?
That was personal.
Really? He's fifth on voting?
I got you. But I will say, yes, Russell the Truth. And I really believe I don't think y'all played y'all. I think going forward is when y'all gonna play y'all best football. I really believe that.
Just think of like.
I'm with you. I'm telling you.
When I saw that throw to Baldwin,
yeah,
he escaped six tackles.
Oh yeah, he
and threw a 50-yard fucking bomb to Baldwin.
I like watching that dude play, man.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I like watching that dude play.
He really is.
And he got the smallest fucking receivers. Like Richardson is only like 5'9", 5'9".
But he's got Graham.
I mean, he do, but he used them little motherfuckers more than anything else.
Dude, Doug Baldwin, fuck, go back to it. Anyway, and just the offensive line, and then the dude they just traded for.
Oh, so that's what I was asking you. Why do y'all have such a shitty offensive line?
They're the least paid offensive line in the past 3 years. Damn, I don't know why. Your franchise player
is behind that offensive line.
You last year got his fucking ass kicked.
Yeah,
he got his ass kicked.
Up. He was taking treatment 24 hours a day.
He hasn't missed a motherfucking game
the truth.
Since his rookie year ever. And he got a year. Here's another stat for you. Every year, Russell Wilson's been in the league. Yeah. The Seahawks have made the playoffs. I don't care if they're 7-9 and they beat the Saints that year. Sorry.
I got a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm good.
We both got... In that time period, we both did. So
I ain't tripping on nothing.
Who the fuck do you guys beat?
Colts.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I ain't tripping
fuck on you, nothing. Papa John's fucking faggot.
And Peyton went to wipe his sorrow tears away with pizza slices.
Yo, so that means both our teams beat Peyton Manning.
It's the truth.
Hey, better ingredients. Better pizza.
Papa John's.
Why do I hate Peyton Manning so much?
I don't know.
You know, it's like how I always hated Michael Jordan. You know what? I always hated Joe Montana.
I loved Montana. Oh, man.
I hated Troy Aikman. Oh, I still do.
Montana looked like he would have been in the locker room smoking a cigarette right before the game. Like, just chilling out, just like looking through a Playboy or something. Like
maybe put like a dip in.
Yep. He reminded me of one of the white dudes have his little hat on, just chilling. You'd be like, what's up, Joe? Chilling.
Cool. Cool. All right, well, guys, that was our...
Wait, it's one more award. We got MVP, Colt. You stupid. It was something else. MVP, coach, rookie. seems like we're missing something.
Mm. Mm. I'll give
the truth. Well, is the truth though.
There's all right. Let's say most improved team. I'd go Rams, Eagles, Jaguars. I gotta go Jaguars.
In this Jaguars game. Are one quarterback away from being serious.
The Bortles fucking.
Yeah. Hey, remember I said that Lamar. If they get to like that 18th, 19th, 20th pick, it'll be perfect for them. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I like all the guys they got there. That defense. That defense is nasty.
Dante Fowler
was hurt that first year. How do the Bills trade Marcel Darius, who was like their third pick in the draft a couple years ago, and that guy's a beast, and now he's just crushing for the Jaguars. Anyway, okay, so back to the Seahawks. So Sherman is out for the season.
Yeah.
And it's the first game he's ever going to miss.
Yeah.
And you know that fucking kills him. Does it make...
Look what Earl last year, though.
Okay, but Earl, as soon as Earl left last year...
Yeah.
It was like week 15.
Yeah.
It was a totally different team.
And right.
I think Earl Thomas is a once-in-a-generation player.
Exactly.
That'll set that defense up. They have some cornerbacks, like I said, exactly. Jack Griffin, Jeremy Lane. They got
as great as I think Richard Sherman is, where Earl played, I think was more valuable.
Well, if you look at like the game when they lost to the Falcons,
yeah. Everything
was middle of the field.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think Bobby Wagner was hurt then, too. Because Bobby Wagner could be a defensive MVP. There we go. Defensive MVP.
I knew it was something else we didn't get
to. Khalil Mack always I'll put up there.
But University of Buffalo. They've been losing so much.
Like, yeah, Oakland is not good.
What the fuck happened, though? It was Super Bowl. Everybody was, oh.
I never thought that. I didn't even have him in the fucking playoffs.
Yeah, he was drunk, though.
Was it a day that ended in Y?
Nah, son. No, I mean, but when Carr got hurt, though, something threw off. I don't know what the fuck.
No, I think, honestly, if you look at it, like, they're moving. And right. It's like a weird, like, okay, like, I'm married. We're getting a divorce, but, like, in 2 years.
But I'm going to stay here till then.
I'm going to stay there for, like, 2 years. Like, how do we go about this business?
Should I start looking for a home?
Yeah, it's a weird, it's like, you know, the only one who really has, like, that. We got to win now. Attitude is beast mode, you know, because it's his.
Because he ain't going nowhere. Probably
he's not like, going. He's not going to Vegas.
He's like, I'll be here.
Yeah, he'll
be gonna do that shit. I'm.
Just, and I don't know.
I don't know.
And all right, end football talk.
But don't they still have a chance to legitimately beat the Chiefs, and come and still make the fucking playoffs? Let's just make sure that before we get off football talk, I don't have no problem switching it up. But I'm thinking.
Okay, so we got.
I don't know if that was gibberish, Spanish, English.
All right, so we got our. Nobody. I think we only do this just for us to placate ourselves, to play us out.
To play. Just the way.
All right, so we got Patriots in first place, Steelers in first place, Titans in first place, and the Chiefs. They could. The Raiders are 4-5.
Right.
All
right.
So they would have to win the division. They're not going to get a wild card. Okay.
Right. But can't they still win the division?
They're two games back of the Chiefs. And I think the Chiefs beat them. So technically they're like 2.5 back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they'd have to really like start kicking ass. Eagles are up big. They're going to win that. Vikings. Lions aren't close. Saints, well, you know, the Panthers are right there. As much as Cam Newton's played
and
that shit this year.
Gotta remember, as much as I hate the stupid-ass Falcons, they're going to always get some wins, and you know what I mean?
Like, but the motherfucking Rams are 7-2.
That's a good sight. They look good, though. I legit saw like two quarters of that game and was like,
this
the
is
fucking that... play calling. McVay, keep it up. Keep getting your beard lined by that black dude, whoever lining your shit, and keep it up.
Get your barber to...
Because I'm telling you, no, they was running some fucking... Shit, I was like, okay, that's what I'm talking about. Some fresh shit. Fuck that old school. We doing some fake screen handoffs. Dump somebody.
They got the guys to do it. Okay, what? That's it.
Football.
That's it on football.
But football is fucking great. And Roger Goodell called me yesterday and said he would like me to be like his second in command. So if he get 50 million a year, I might get 35. Y'all might change. I might not do the podcast no more. Don't hate on me.
Come on.
Don't, you know. Come on. 35 million a year, Brandon. I don't really have time to talk to white people.
Can I get
Mr. Goodell?
If you leave the podcast, I get at least $1 million.
Well, I could talk to Mr. Goodell, but maybe we can do like a Papa John's type thing. Free pizza for life?
Better ingredients. Better jizz.
You're fucking stupid.
All right. No. Yeah, we haven't done it in a while, and I'm not going to do the fucking stinger. But you know what most gangster shit of the week was?
Oh, shit. You sent me that text message.
Deion Sanders coming out against Tony Romo.
But do you know why?
Yes.
Right. But Romo, that's what I was saying. Like,
explain to our audience.
Romo made a comment. I can't remember who was playing defense. And he said, that dude's tackling made Deion Sanders looked like he was, his was super or some shit. And I was just like, what the fuck? Who? Romo said that? And it was like, yeah. Was
now,
like,
Deion's comments back were fucking awesome.
Yeah.
He said, Tony, I met you. I tried to be nice.
Yep,
I shook your hand.
He said that.
He goes, anytime you want to see me, I got my gold jacket. Yep. I didn't pay for it.
Didn't pay for it.
I got my Super Bowl rings.
Didn't pay for them.
Okay. So just stop. Didn't,
right.
He just said, just stop.
You got to remember, I was like, why would he pick? Even, we all knew it. I'm not going to lie. Growing up, I will say this. Deion tackled when he wanted to tackle. But Deion was a fucking Hall of Famer who was tackling when he wanted to fucking tackle because he was Deion fucking Sanders. He could win the game. He could literally say, I'm going to go pick the ball off in the next two plays. And in two plays, he was going to pick the motherfucker off. So
do you think that Richard Sherman's the closest one to him?
I would say
Terrence Newman's up there too.
Terrence Newman was fucking great. Terrence Newman slept
still,
on too.
Still fucking playing.
Right, I was going to say he like 47 years old.
You know who I like? Cornerback position? Swearinger from the Redskins. That guy reads a pass like
so if you're going to give that credit, then you got to give credit to Darius Slay.
Yeah.
The Lions, because he's fucking shut down.
But I still think Sherman is
The one that they all look at like, yeah. Because even Joe Hayden, I thought... I see he just got hurt again, but I thought for fucking years, Joe Hayden was shutting shit down on them sorry-ass Browns team.
Always. All right.
Yeah, don't come for the fucking man who got a bandana on his fucking bus at the Hall of Fame, Tony. That was fucking stupid. But what would make him do that? Nobody does that. Like, you think, like, be honest, and this is what I want to know, because I was
thinking if Deion had said dude, something.
No, let me say this. The white dude who I was working with said he thought this was Romo, like... He didn't pay attention to the world. The world don't want stupid shit right now. So, and as much as we look at stupid shit, the monkey fell off the chair. He thought Romo was trying to make that his signal, like that viral shit when people like, oh, look at somebody threw their cat through the window or some dumb shit.
Oh, okay, all right.
He think Tony Romo was going for that being his thing where he would do that every week, like about somebody else. And nobody told him better that it was like, you're fucking stupid. That's not gonna work. Like he literally thought he would care.
He
like,
was trying to like trademark like a thing.
Like yeah, like he like next week he'd be like, that guy stepped over him. Like
hang on,
missed out.
Wait. Yeah. Do you want a commentator?
Take it, because I definitely don't want to do it.
I'll tell you something.
But it got to be a good one. I'll fuck it up.
Listen, when I'm watching the Saints play, all right, this guy Drew Brees, he's little. I stood next to him, big pecker man. And I'll tell you,
that's not what I wanted.
I've never seen. He might be the closest to Frank Tarkanian that I've ever seen.
That was very dirty, and Frank Tarkenton doesn't like how you fucked his name.
If I had it, it would have worked. Admit, if I had it, it would have worked.
I don't know, but
it's way different without the headphones.
He said
he
thought it would have been like his thing that he was gonna go for, and every week he would like
make fun of
take
somebody?
A shot at somebody else. And I was like, why the fuck would he think that? He's like, oh, I don't fucking know.
I don't think he's and all the way, I don't think he's all the way there.
I told you that. I think he's fucking throw the fuck off. He's a little laughing and shit. I'd be like,
he's sort of like, he's a weird dude. When he's a quarterback, like,
right? He's a weird dude.
Okay, as much as everyone wanted to fucking hate on Romo, he's a good quarterback. I mean,
he was a decent quarterback.
No
you
Hall of Fame or anything.
Right. So like he was a decent quarterback. Okay.
He's like Matt Hasselbeck.
Jay Cutler was supposed to be better than Tony Romo.
I still think Jay Cutler might be better than Tony Romo.
That's a good answer. See,
Matt Hasselbeck is better than Tony Romo.
I will give you that one.
Yeah, and a better commentator too.
People,
I tell you, they both got good Packers.
But people forget, Hasselbeck wasn't shit ever.
No,
not at all. I was like,
semi set behind Farford.
But Hasselbeck was a fucking he could win some fucking games. We wasn't worried about no fucking Hasselbeck. Shit. All right,
who's not better than
Tony Romo?
Yeah.
Right now,
when he was playing, I'm saying
the Red Rocket probably.
Yo, he is sorry, dude. Yeah. And they had like a team.
But why do people think he was so good for that many years?
Because they were going to playoffs and like
and they were bombing shit all over the field.
The Bengals were just shit. But yeah. I mean, you got AJ Green. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. AJ Green is like your next. AJ Green is the close thing to Larry Fitzgerald.
AJ Green's a beast. And I still think he got some more beast.
I think AJ Green's better than Julio Jones. Write it down.
Ooh,
write it down.
Ooh.
What do you think about that? I think they came on the same fucking draft, too.
I think so, yeah.
Larry, man. All I gotta say is,
what?
Fuck, man, we're fuck it. I don't care. Yo, listeners,
what?
I don't give a fuck if you care if we talk about football or not.
Nah, because I like
this,
it, motherfucker.
It's our midseason fucking breakdown. So maybe it'll get you excited in football. Maybe it'll make you hate us. Either way, suck some guys' dicks. All right. Sorry, no, seriously. I don't know. It's been a weird football season. where people just your regular teams, you know, the Patriots and the Steelers, they look great as always. NFC not so much. NFC is weird this year. The teams that were expected to go or were close to going, I don't know what the hell is going on there. So it's going to be a fun finish. I think it's going to be a weird Super Bowl. Honestly, it could be a replay last year. If I hope not, I'd rather be a replay of 49 where it's Patriots and Seahawks, but we'll see. I don't know if the Eagles, do I even give a shit about the Eagles? I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, well, you know, like I said, fuck it, man.
Fuck it, G. Fuck it, G.
You feel me?
I feel you.
Feel me.
Pox life.
I love that.
Pox. Everybody needs to chill.
Man, I'm just going to go back upstairs, man, make these cakes. I'm going to send you on your birthday. I wish I knew what Bruce Willis' name was in that movie.
I can't remember.
Jimmy, I'm going to send you a cake on your birthday. Why did he have that weird voice?
I just seen Mos Def on side of the road. Like,
did he really?
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a very big guy.
Very small dude.
Yeah.
Very, very.
Like small. Tiny.
Very small dude. Yeah. Frail. Kind of peaceful. Yeah. Gandhi-like.
You smoke a lot of weed?
I can't really get a vibe. I don't know.
I never really. He's kind of out there.
He's kind of out there.
Yeah.
I like most music, though.
You know, it's good. All of his music's good, but Bamboozled, he was great in that movie.
Yeah. Shout out to Spike!
God damn it. Wasn't it one of the Wayans that was in
it? Yeah, Damon.
No, who's the main character that I'm thinking of? I gotta watch that again. Rapport's in it.
Right, but then wasn't Damon Wayans the agent, right?
Oh, Damon, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But who's the main guy? Who plays
De La Croix. Savion Glover.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, tap, motherfucker.
Yeah, I watched He Got Game again. I had to.
Because it's good.
But Ray Allen is so bad.
And he is, and
he's
I agree.
So fucking
and
I, bad.
We don't have no dispute about that. He is fucking terrible, and I believe Kobe would have been so good in that shit, and that would have been the one movie he would have did.
It's supposed to be Kobe
because Spike Lee said he wrote for Kobe, and he offered it to him, and Kobe said he couldn't take the time off training. He was like, "I'm trying to fucking go to Hall of Fame." I remember after that.
Was Kobe, Ray Allen wasn't even drafted then?
Yeah, Ray Allen was already fucking.
He was in the Bucks.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, he was early.
Okay,
but you gotta remember. At that time, Kobe had did the rap shit, and he said that shit had took so much time away from him, and not putting an album out, he figured out this corny. He was like, I'm not doing anything corny. And Spike Lee was like, well, it's going to be a really good. He was like, Spike, I love it. I love the script. Can't do it.
Okay.
And that would have been the one movie he would have did, like Michael Jordan, Space Jam. Boom.
Probably would have been better than Ray Allen.
Man.
Now, Ray Allen, I'm not hating on you.
No. He wasn't a doorknob, but he was pretty close.
Ray Allen is a guaranteed Hall of Famer.
Yeah, in basketball. We talking about the silver screen, though.
On the silver screen, yeah. But Denzel, motherfucker, man. Yeah. Name a movie that he's bad in. Please name one. Honestly, it could be a shitty movie.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all how deep this Denzel shit go. If you got Netflix right now, I just watched this shit again for the 50th time. Hard Lessons. Denzel played Frank McKenna, the fucking principal of Washington High School in L.A. This shit from like an 80s TV movie. Y'all motherfuckers can't fuck with Denzel. I'm sorry. It's impossible. It's fucking like you could get this motherfucker a cast of nobodies, a director. It don't matter. Hey, let's do it. That motherfucker is cold. He's a cold motherfucker.
He look and
this from like 82.
And I'll tell you, I've never he's been great for so long.
Right.
But like lately, he's starting to embrace it a little bit more of like how good he is and what a name he is. Like at the Academy Awards, like they're all joking with him and stuff, and he's having fun. I like that. Good for him.
He's sitting there like, Brando and all of them had their moment. Now, this is my motherfucking moment.
But Jesus Shuttlesworth, what's his name in the movie?
Jesus Shuttlesworth. What you mean?
Jesus Shuttlesworth is Ray Allen, which is Denzel's name. You know who sucks too? The two cops that follow him, those guys are fucking terrible.
Oh, they live one of them right in the valley. I always see them.
Really?
Yeah.
Those guys stick.
Totoro's brother, right?
Nick Totoro.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then those guys are bad.
Yeah, they're right in the
valley. I don't know. That movie was cast.
It was.
And then Rosario Dawson, and she's fucking one guy.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. That,
yeah. I mean, but hey.
I'm not saying.
I like it though.
Okay. I just don't think it makes Spike Lee's top five.
Nah, I told you that. School Days.
Malcolm X.
Do the Right Thing. You said Inside Man. I said no. We did top three. That was my top three.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I said Inside. I know. I said Malcolm X. Right. Do the Right Thing. Inside Man.
Yeah, and mine was School Summer Days.
Summer of Sam. I'm not a huge fan of either.
School Days. Do the Right Thing. Malcolm X.
I think School Days I would have enjoyed more if I knew like Black Fraternity.
Right. Right.
Like
right,
I just right. like it's like
probably, especially growing up in that shit. I was like, this is amazing.
It's what probably the? Like your version of like Animal House.
Definitely. Yeah.
You know, right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that shit used to come on TBS, and I'd be like, so white people do at school.
And that's probably what I would think if right. I watched, yeah, School Day. But yeah, I've never seen School Day. Do you own it?
Yeah.
You want me to borrow it?
I'll bring it to you. All right. Definitely.
All right, guys. Well, you know what? This week, we're not fucking anybody's faces.
Nah, man. It's a positive.
You know what? It was a good.
This was a good show, though.
It was okay.
This was good. He always said it was okay and then go listen back.
Sports. We told sports.
You're crazy. I like sports. Fuck the world. What the fuck?
Fuck the world?
We ain't talking about devil worshiping.
Fuck. All right. Well, fuck the devil.
One for the money, two for the show. Hit the Louis store right on Rodeo. White SL, the color of yayo. Pass the cup to my girl and told her to sip slow. This my show, watch me baby. The way I go, can't stop me baby. Seatbelt beside me baby. LA just drive me crazy. We can flow through the city night. I'm drunk and you looking real pretty right. Make love, I ain't finna fight. Not once, we could go till we get it right. What it costs, I can fit the price. Got a house in the hills, you can spend the night. And when they ask who turns you out,
she came from overseas to be a star on a boulevard. She wants sex on the beach. We can share, it's only fair. I got paradise on call.
Girls, cut a lot of checks. That's the life here on Sunset. Rich and famous, I am success. Met her at late doing, she do love sex. I'ma sip this, you do the rest. You know what you do the best. Do me a favor, lose the dress. It's nice by the way, Chanel, I guess. Lamb handbags, I know where they sell those. Maybe later on, we can hit Melrose. All you gotta do is hit me on my cell phone. Baby girl, me and you can kick it like a field goal. Know who I be, call me YB. Red carpet, I don't need the ID. Cause L's on my face, you don't see what I see. Yeah, you know where I be.
Yeah.
Hollywood swinging,
that's right.
Hollywood swinging,
that's right.
Hollywood swinging,
way.
Yeah, you know where I be.
Yeah.
Hollywood swinging,
that's right.
Hollywood swinging,
that's right.
Hollywood swinging.
She came from overseas to be a star.